This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. America's top military officer says he made a mistake last week in accompanying President Donald Trump on a walk through a Washington park that had been cleared of largely peaceful protesters. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley was in his combat uniform as he walked with the presidential entourage through Lafayette Park shortly after authorities used force to clear it. In remarks to a National Defense University commencement ceremony, Milley says, "I should not have been there," saying his presence created a perception of the military being involved in domestic politics.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it.
Milley's statement risks backlash from a president sensitive to any perceived criticism of events he staged. The Pentagon's relations with the White House are tense after a disagreement over the president's threat to use active duty troops to tamp down civil unrest. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration is authorizing economic sanctions and travel restrictions against international criminal court workers directly involved in investigating American troops and intelligence officials for possible war crimes in Afghanistan. The executive order, authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, will block financial assets within U.S. jurisdiction of court personnel who directly engage in investigating, harassing, or detaining U.S. personnel.
The ICC cannot subject Americans to arrest, prosecution, and jail. The U.S. is not a party to the Rome Statute that created the ICC, and even if a prosecution were to proceed, it would make a mockery of due process.
The United States has never been a member of the ICC, primarily because of concern over political prosecutions of U.S. military personnel. This is VOA News. As states roll back lockdowns, the coronavirus is beginning to reemerge. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
21 states report increases in coronavirus cases since they eased stay-at-home orders and other restrictions. An AP check finds a variety of reasons for those spikes. Texas has more than 2,100 people in the hospital with COVID-19, a surge that follows thousands flocking to beaches and water parks over the Memorial Day weekend. Arizona residents did something similar when they were allowed to leave their homes in mid-May, hitting the bars and restaurants, ignoring social distancing guidelines. Hospitals are at some 80% of capacity in that state. Experts are worried about additional spikes in the next week or so in the wake of nationwide protests following the death of George Floyd at the hands of police. I'm Tim McGuire.
Another week of a declining number of applications for jobless aid. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports 1.5 million more laid-off workers were seeking unemployment benefits.
The Labor Department says 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, the 10th straight week the number of applications for jobless aid has declined. However, that figure shows many Americans are still losing their jobs as the economy begins to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The number of people receiving jobless aid fell slightly, an indication that some workers who were laid off have been recalled. But nearly 21 million people are still considered unemployed. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The plug has been pulled on another television show featuring cameras following police around. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the details.
Both PD has met the same fate as Cops. It, too, has been canceled. A&E Network says it has stopped production on the reality TV series. Word of Live PD's cancellation also comes on the heels of a report that a crew from that show filmed the arrest of a black man who died after being restrained and repeatedly hit with a stun gun by police in Texas. The case is under investigation. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Multiple Grammy winners Lady Antebellum will now be known by their nickname, Lady A. AP's Margie Zaraletta tells us why.
Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood of Lady Antebellum say protests over the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis have shown them blind spots they did not know existed. The band members, who are white, say after prayer and honest conversations with colleagues and friends, including African-American ones, they've decided to just go by Lady A, the nickname fans gave them from the start. While they say they named the band after the Antebellum-style home where they first took band photos, they regret that they failed to consider that Antebellum also refers to the time before the Civil War, which includes slavery. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Reporting by remote, I'm David.